This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As peace talks continue in a so-called trade war between the U.S. and China, experts and people close to the White House say completion of the first phase of an agreement could take effect early in the new year. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway talking about it this morning.
Wants a deal, but President Trump always waits for the best deal. He could have had a deal last May. He left it on the table because he felt the Chinese changed the terms last moment. But we're getting really close, and that first phase is significant. But the president wants to do this in pieces because it's such a large historic trade deal.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The all clear was sounded a short time ago at the White House and Capitol after a lockdown that was prompted by an aircraft that violated restricted airspace over the nation's capital. The aircraft determined not to be hostile. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Even after record-setting days on Wall Street recently, consumer confidence is falling a bit. The Conference Board just releasing its confidence index, and it's dropped for the fourth consecutive month, falling to 125.5, down from 126.1 in October. Economists had expected the number to have risen. President Trump will be holding a rally in Florida tonight. The so-called Keep America Great rally will be Trump's first major rally in South Florida since he changed his permanent residence from New York to the Sunshine State. The 7 p.m. Eastern Time rally at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, coming after a day of special guests, live music, and a voter registration drive. With people not carrying cash as much anymore and donations down in recent years, the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is now taking digital payments on what's called Kettle Pay. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bill Cosby says there's no remorse for his crimes. In an interview with Black Press USA, the 82-year-old maintained his innocence, adding that when he comes up for parole, the board won't hear him say he has remorse. He adds he doesn't care about people talking about his sex crimes when they weren't there, and also claims his trial was a complete sham. Many adults are not taking their prescribed heart medications due to its cost. Researchers at a heart and vascular center in Houston, looking at survey results from over 14,000 heart disease patients, one in eight say they had delayed filling their prescription, took lower doses of it, or stopped taking it altogether for financial reasons. Adults under 65, women, and those without health insurance, both more likely to report not taking their meds. Experts say patients who are worried about the cost should talk to their doctors because not taking them may lead to other health issues later on. And President Trump will continue that tradition. He's going to keep a pair of turkeys from Thanksgiving feasts this year. The annual turkey pardon ceremony is coming up today. The two candidates competing for the title of National Thanksgiving Turkey are named Bread and Butter. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And again, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's in our mission, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad you're all in, because that's what it's going to take, all hands on deck, to get this country back on track, because it took all of us, the truth be known, it took all of us to get us to the spot where we are now. We've abandoned reason, we've abandoned critical thinking and common sense, and we're paying the price, we're reaping what we've sown. So it doesn't mean just because we've made mistakes we have to stay that way. We learn from the mistakes, as our next guest will share with us in just a moment. Looking forward to our conversation with Vince Ellison, the author and former congressional candidate out of South Carolina. Great story about Vince Ellison. But, you know, the point being here is that this is our country, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government up for by we the people. I keep saying that. And we need to understand what that means. You know, what did our founding fathers intend with that idea that we would be running the government? You think it's the president? You think it's Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff? No, it's not. They serve at our pleasure. But we've been convinced somehow and trained to think that they're on top. The founding fathers turned the organizational chart, the traditional, you know, pyramid-type organizational chart, they turned it on its pivot point. They turned it upside down. So instead of having the CEO and the president at the top, the CEO and president's at the bottom, because we get to elect these officials. And this is why our vote is so critical and so important. It's been abused. We've taken it for granted. I understand. All right. We can forgive ourselves and forgive our past sins and say, all right, henceforth, we're going to do it different for the sake of our kids and our grandkids. I mean, this takes some courage because, as we're finding out and we're seeing the way President Trump is being attacked. I mean, this isn't, something for the faint of heart. I mean, you have forces that have got their roots well dug into our bureaucracy, into our government, and they have been taking full advantage of our trust in them to do the right thing. And have they been doing right by us? I mean, just alone, I mean, you look at $23 trillion in debt and go, I don't think so. You look at how much money has been dedicated to welfare and how many people have basically been saddled, encumbered, and have lost their own dignity because of handouts instead of a hand up. Because you've got these politicians, all they know is, look, we're going to give away money and go out there, and just like we're doing right now. I mean, it's like, it's amazing that the Democrats keep doing this and other politicians keep doing this. But the reason they do is because they get away with it. And they offer, well, we'll give everybody free tuition. I'll get that vote. I'll get the tuition people vote, you know. We'll steal from the, you know, poor. We're going to reassign that money that wealthy people of America have gotten, and we're going to reassign that money because we can do a better job with it. Based on what? Based on $23 trillion of debt that they have been able to amass. And that's just, you know, that's just one line. I mean, if you look at the total liability, it's well over $100 trillion. Yes, over $100 trillion. That's what we're dealing with here. And this is why China has continued to build up their military just on interest payments alone of what we're paying. I mean, thank God the rate is where it is right now. If it takes any kind of a bump and moves in the wrong direction, this indebtedness that we've accumulated, I mean, we're off the charts. I mean, we become so vulnerable. Not to mention that we're already vulnerable in so many ways. We've got wars all over the place. We're still battling in Syria and, you know, Iran and, you know, parts of the Middle East. I mean, we've got battles on all fronts. And then we've got the Chinese being rather aggressive in, you know, the South China Seas and, you know, creating fortified islands for what? You know, for what purpose? What are they up to here? And Russia continues to do what Russia does. And meanwhile, we've got a bunch of, you know, misguided politicians that want to impeach a president on the eve of another election cycle. And the damage that they're doing for their own party, and as I mentioned, you know, even to their own presidential candidates, wait to hear, you know, what's going to happen after this. The Democrats are going to lose. And these presidential candidates, Elizabeth Warren and, you know, Bernie Sanders and, you know, just go right on down the list, Buttigieg, they're going to blame Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats for sucking all the oxygen out of the room. There's no room left. I mean, after 9 hours of silly hearings, and I say silly because this shouldn't have been, you know, on our time. It should not have wasted our attention what was going on. Adults acting like children because they didn't get their way and like spoiled brats. I mean, they got great positions and opportunities to serve the country. And because they're not in charge, of course, they'll never be in charge. That's not the way it works. But it's the way the deep state works. And it's the way this unelected bureaucracy works. You know, and I don't know if in part you think about blaming Donald Trump in as much as that, you know, for them to say they hadn't met Donald Trump. I mean, that's really embarrassing on their part. But I think it's also embarrassing on the leadership part. Donald Trump should have met with all these people to say, look, this is my vision for the State Department. This is my vision. And I understand he turns that out to Mike Pompeo and other secretaries to handle that and translate to them. But there needs to be a meeting of the minds here where they get a clear vision and directive of what this country is all about and what this president's mission is all about. There should be no doubt whatsoever. I mean, when you have somebody like Sondland going, well, I presume, there's no presumption. I mean, when you have presumption, boy, that's pretty scary. I mean, fortunately, we're not talking necessarily life and death, although you might argue in some cases that might be the case. It's the idea that you've got incompetence, you know, that you would have somebody in that position, and especially with that kind of background, saying, I presume, I mean, that's just total ignorance. And that's just CYA kind of stuff, and that just doesn't make sense. And even Dr. Hill, I mean, my goodness, she's a learned individual, and her answers. I know some people on the, you know, on the left, they were all excited, you know, thought she really had her stuff together. No, come on, think about it. You've got to exercise some critical thinking and some reason and common sense here. I mean, this cast of characters, they're all out of order. They're not in lockstep with the President of the United States. All our officials should be in. They may not agree, and that's fine. You don't agree. You can bring your argument to the President and through the channels and plead your case. That's this country. That's what it's all about. But to go rogue and think that you can do it on your own, and then if you don't get your way, you're going to involve some sort of whistleblower that somehow was contrived. And I say contrived because if you remember, the rules changed that allow a whistleblower to now go off of anonymous reporting, hearsay, telephone, you know, the game of telephone type stuff. And here we are exercising resources and a lot of the people's money based on this, and this was a rule that was, amended conveniently 30 days before we got the news from the whistleblower. It seems a bit suspicious, don't you think? But beyond that, it's the waste of resources and the people's money brought to you by the Democrats who have been insistent, even before Donald Trump was elected, that they were bound and determined to impeach him. And this is what this is all about. This is one big, humongous political exercise.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. See, once again, you just kind of exercise some critical thinking and not necessarily believe everything you hear. Some of this stuff is just fun, and it's just, critique. Look at our word for the day, arboreal, okay? And yes, it sounds kind of what it means, and you've heard words similar to this, so you're correct. It's tree-related, and we will be doing some tree-related things here very shortly, if you haven't already, going to Christmas tree farms and all that. And so you can exercise that word very effectively, even over Thanksgiving dinner, you know, when things get a little hot and people want to talk about politics instead of, you know, the things that we're thankful for. You can say that you really appreciate the arboreal opportunities that are available, and that they're there for you. So that's the word for the day, arboreal, okay? Well, as I mentioned, the Democrats, a little programming change. Vince Ellison, we lost him in translation, I don't know. So hopefully we'll reschedule him, because he's got a great story, as I mentioned to you. And he is out there, you know, like Kanye West and other black Americans, you know, telling black America that you're not monolithic. You know, you have turned your vote over consistently to a political party that really hasn't served your interests. You know, are you better off? Have you been better off? I mean, especially in light of the most recent time of having a black president for 8 years, what did he do for you? And here it is. We've got Donald Trump, who is supposedly accused of being a racist. And I maintain he's a lousy racist, because, you know, what he's doing is helping people of all color and every American, every citizen right across the board with an American first, you know, banner heading and policies that continue to serve we the people. And, you know, look at what's happening at every turn. We just need to get these other issues squared away, like the rule of law, immigration, you know, get these trade deals squared away. But he can't do this by himself. And we need to send in reinforcements. We need to, you know, continue to support. If you want more of the same, if you rather not, and you want to exercise yourself down the road of socialism and what the rest of the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi are offering, you know, go ahead. I mean, you know, this is a free country. It is a government of, for, by, we the people. But I think we're better served with somebody who gets it and is enacting policies and things that are serving all of America, including black America. So we'll have Vince Ellison back and be able to talk about his perspective, because look at, he comes from the world of hard knocks. I always say, when people come from the world of hard knocks, people used to ask me, well, where did you graduate? And I say, from Hard Knocks University, because for a long time that's what it was. You know, I learned the hard way, and I learned from life. And this is what we enjoy by life, is that there is so much to appreciate and learn from it. And, of course, when it comes to politics and our government, hey, what we didn't learn in school, we're learning in real life. And I say we should have had a bit of a tutorial and a leg up, you know, in the universities that we attended, or educational elements that we did, but we're having to learn so many of the lessons just in the real world. And that's okay too, as long as we're learning. But if we're stubborn and we want to be ideologues, well then, you know, once you become so ideologically driven, you lose the capacity to learn. I mean, it's almost like you purposely stop learning. And that's why we have to be careful. And I say that for people on both sides and people of all sorts of temperament, because we think we got it all figured out. And as soon as you do, it's almost like you just, you know, self-retarded. You know, you just self-retarded yourself. You just stopped, you know, your own mental development in that process, you know, because we're always learning. There's new things to juggle. I mean, who would have thought when we were growing up that we were going to deal with immigration, we were going to deal with the enormity of the potential of it, good and bad. But here we are. We're dealing with this today. Who would have thought we would be, you know, rethinking again the type of government that we would have, that somehow the U.S. Constitution would come under attack? Well, the Constitution, I believe, has the, enough truth and it has the wherewithal to be supported, and that we can, it is not that it's indefensible. I think it's very defensible, but you got to know what you're talking about, and you got to understand, and not be threatened by people who are passionate, for their principles. That's fine that they're passionate, but you can have in venues, you can be open to have an open conversation with people who are open to debate, fairly and respectfully. If not, then, that turkey sure tastes good, doesn't it? So we'll get around that and, not get caught up in all the bitterness that's going on. But as I mentioned earlier, I believe the Democrats are going to rue the day here for what they've created for themselves in, compromising their own candidates. I mean, gosh, if we go to an impeachment, it goes to the Senate. Well, there's a lot of potential revelation, and it might be one of those things that's a double-edged sword. Maybe that's why Mitch McConnell is trying to be a little bit more sober about this. But it's like, okay, if we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, let's open the body up and find out how bad the cancer is throughout this bureaucracy. And guess what? Cancer is indiscriminate. Okay, it just doesn't hit one side. I mean, it hits everything, especially when it metastasized. So we're not claiming any higher, special spiritual ground here. We've got serious issues in our government because we, the people, it's our responsibility. I mean, we have the government that we deserve because we've been lax and we've allowed these government officials to, to do the things that they're doing. And, yes, we've got the Horowitz report coming, and already it's been leaked to a degree. But this is what the Democrats, and this is what the institution is famous for doing. When they know they're going to get in trouble, they don't want to get, there's no surprises here. What they want to do is give you a little taste, a little pre-sell and exposure, so that when it actually comes up and it hits the fan, they can say, well, why are we talking about this? That's old news. We've already talked about it. this is how they play the game. So get ready. And so, we know in part because Horowitz has done this before. He's shown his hand. People like to give him a lot of regard, but I see him as part of the bureaucracy. He wants to protect, and in his own way, like James Comey, they want to protect, the institution of the FBI. Good, bad, indifferent, with all its corruption and all its problems. And don't give me some minor mistakes. I mean, this isn't, a deal like right now they're throwing, some attorney, some junior attorney under the bus, to be the sacrificial lamb for, the FBI. Look, the FBI doesn't get a pass. They don't get a pass any more than, and I know for those of us who are concealed carry permit holders, we understand that when a round goes off out of our gun, we own that bullet. That belongs to us. We're liable, for that. And it's the same way with the FBI. They're liable because of the responsibility, the level of responsibility. And the level of responsibility for a concealed carry permit holder and one who carries a gun is very, very high, as it should be. And for the FBI, even higher yet, because of the level of responsibility and what we expect and what they're there to do to preserve the rule of law in the most highest of standards in the country. And the fact of the matter is they lowered the standards. This is what's being exposed. We saw this for the last 4 years blatantly with what happened with Hillary Clinton, what happened with Donald Trump, what continues to happen to Donald Trump in this country. So I don't know if Horowitz is going to give us much because he's somewhat limited, but I think the main one that they're most concerned with, and I'm hoping that this will be finally revealed because it'll be right for everybody if it is, and that's what Bill Barr and that's what Bull Durham, John Durham, in seating a grand jury is all about, that maybe, just maybe, we might get to the very bottom of all this insanity that we've been dealing with.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing.
Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As peace talks continue in a so-called trade war between the U.S. and China, experts and people close to the White House say completion of the first phase of an agreement could take effect early in the new year. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway talking about it this morning.
Wants a deal, but President Trump always waits for the best deal. He could have had a deal last May. He left it on the table because he felt the Chinese changed the terms last moment. But we're getting really close, and that first phase is significant. But the president wants to do this in pieces because it's such a large, historic trade deal.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The all clear was sounded a short time ago at the White House and Capitol after a lockdown that was prompted by an aircraft that violated restricted airspace over the nation's capital. The aircraft determined not to be hostile. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP Turkey Giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way. It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving.
Seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air.
Isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you know the address, BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We got the master do-it-yourself expert and TV host Dave Shankoff going to join us in just a moment and talk about his must-have products to improve, modernize, and protect your property inside and out. You may recall David is an interior designer, carpenter, general contractor, art director, set designer. You need a job, David. You just don't have enough to do here. I mean, you know, it's like I go down this list and I'm not even halfway, I'm not even a third away into your curriculum vitae here, man. This is like, this is nonstop stuff. I mean, give you a hammer, an idea, and get out of your way, I guess, huh?
You know what it is, though? I love building. Whether it's real, whether it's fake, whether it's for set, whether it's helping people. But, I mean, the main thing about my life and what I do is I like to help people figure out what helps them.
Yeah,
like this, like the projects and the partners that I'm branding, the brands that I'm partnering with today.
Now, was this something you did? I mean, you know, like at 1 year old, your dad got you a hammer for your Christmas present or something? Or, you know, how was this demonstrated as a kid?
Well, I got into it. I built my first go-kart when I was 7 years old. And then it sort of escalated from there. And I got a love for the craft from a mentor that I had who was an interior designer from Europe. And I got to know it. And then it was sort of a survival job for me when I was an actor many years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it took it by storm. And I realized that I really loved what I did. I really did love it.
And that's, I think that's what we can hope for all our kids, isn't it, David, is that you would love what you're doing. You know, as my dad would say, if you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life, right?
Exactly, because if you love what you're doing, it's not a job. You know, it's just something that you do. And that's why, for me, I realized that my thing is helping people. That's what I really
do. Oh, very cool. Well, David is featured in over 100 episodes of HGTV's Design on a Dime. That's probably where you remember his name and remember his good-looking face, let me tell you. And he helped everyday people on a budget find designs that they love. That's what he's talking about here. So fall is the perfect time to prepare your home, car, and yard for the colder days ahead. Master do-it-yourself expert and TV host David Shankoff is going to be talking tips and must-haves to improve, modernize, and protect your property inside and out. David, let's talk about some seasonal projects that you recommend that we tackle right now as we're early into the season.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. Fall is the perfect time to complete your improvement project and make sure that your home and your car and your yard are ready for the season ahead. So make sure the gutters are clean, have your chimney and your furnace inspected, get the AC covered, check weather stripping and caulking on all windows. Fall is also a great time to stain the deck. Organize your garage, your shed, and the attic, and tackle bigger projects like a bathroom refresh or finishing a basement. One of the brands I partnered with today, Post-it Extreme Notes, can make any of these projects easier and more organized. They're durable, they're writable, and water-resistant, and can stick to textured surfaces, including wood, brick, cement, tile, and more, even in extreme hot and cold temperatures. You can use them to label drywall, the pipes, or conduit during a big rental, or to make notes to yourself as you complete smaller tasks.
David, is your approach because of the fall season? Because it can, it can be a little unpredictable. So do you recommend we start from the outside and go in, or just to attack whatever it is that, is highest on your list?
Well, I think that's a great way to go about it, Bill. Personally, I do love the outside first because if the snow and the ice and the cold weather is coming, you want to make sure all that's ready. And then when you can do stuff in the comfort of your home, get to that secondarily. It's a great time to hunker down and just start doing those projects that you didn't want to do, like we had talked about, organizing the attic and making sure that everything in the house is set up for winter.
Mm-hmm. What about some new hacks and time-saving tools that you've got up your sleeve to share?
One of the pieces of property that really takes a beating in the winter is your vehicle, and I know that you know that, Bill.
Mm-hmm, right.
So check the pressure and the tread depth on those all-weather tires, stock up on wiper fluid, and make sure your antifreeze level is always full. If your wiper blades have seen better days, get a heavier duty set installed. And make sure you have a small shovel, a scraper, and a snow brush ready in the trunk. Now, of course, wasting time on cold mornings scraping ice or defrosting the windshield isn't a great way to start your day, which is why I recommend a Frost Guard Deluxe windshield and mirror cover set. It has fit-fast elastic straps and security panels that will hold on even in windy condition. It installs and removes in seconds. It comes in standard and XL with various patterns and colors, and cover those new wiper blades too. Wow. Getting you on the road quickly and safely. And look, if you live where snow and ice aren't even a concern, they make a great gift.
Exactly. Well, the kids will love you for it, because instead of having the kids go out there and scrape off the ice, they're liable to pitch in and get mom and dad a gift. You know, these snow and ice ideas to keep them out of the snow. What do you think, David?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're always thinking about the kids here, you know, after all. How about some tips and resources that are handy and not so handy for homeowners that you recommend?
Well, one of the things is you can always check that your walkway and your patio and all the cracks are good to prevent moisture, making sure they expand and contract and make them worse. Beyond that, it's a great time to service your snowblower, make sure any outside water spouts have been turned off and drained, close the fireplace dampener to avoid heat loss, and get those ceiling fans turned clockwise to force warm air down towards the walls.
Mm-hmm. David, I mean, you're the do-it-yourself expert, and when we're talking about projects around the home, I'll tell you, making a list and checking it twice is really important for this season, right? Because otherwise, if you don't, I guess maybe that's the first step is start making a list of things that you need to tackle this season, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's why the post-it notes are great, because you can make the note and you can put it anywhere you want. You can put it indoors, outdoors, it's not going to fall down. They can recycle, you can use them over and over again. It's a wonderful tool to have in your arsenal.
Yeah, see, my wife usually puts it on our bathroom, mirror just to remind me.
Well, you're definitely going to see it when you're trying to shave and you see a big note in the front of you, right?
Yeah, she's kind of sneaky that way. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, I want to see the mirror. All I do is see these notes. She goes, yeah, point well taken.
Well, and if you want to find out more information, go to postit.com/extreme or frostguard.us.
Well, there it is. I'll tell you, David, these are great ideas, and I appreciate your time, that all that you bring to bear. As you say, your heart is to help people, and you've helped us out a lot here to make sure that this is a bountiful fall season for us, that, by the time it comes the holidays and we're entertaining and everything, we can kind of sit back and breathe and say, wow, this looks pretty good, right?
Well, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful season. Stay warm and happy and healthy and tackle those projects that you've been putting off.
Okay, as we wrap things up, David, one more time, remind everybody of the important websites they need to know and check out.
Of course. It's postit.com/extreme and frostguard.us.
Right here on Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping, and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, you got some ideas? You want to get them out to me? By all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That is my direct email, my personal email. Comes to me direct. NSA approved, by the way, so you can feel good about that. Lou Euler is with us, as he is most weeks, and we really appreciate his input and his time. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing well, thank you, and great to be with you as usual.
Well, Lou, you're a budgetary guy. I mean, you know how to do the numbers. You know how to live within your means. Your entire life, this has kind of been your gift to your family and also what you've shared with the communities and with our country. And when you hear statements that come out of the Democratic platform, especially in light of these presidential debates where you've got Elizabeth Warren, you know, promising government plans that are going to cost us in excess of $50 million. AOC saying, that's not enough. I can do twice as good as that. How about a $90 trillion government project? I mean, on and on. I mean, this has to drive people like you absolutely nuts to think, look, I understand aspirations, we understand dreaming big, but you're being absolutely absurd to think of offering plans because basically what it comes down to is they're trying to buy the votes, and they're trying to buy the votes, and most interestingly, on the people's money. They're making us pay for their ideas, and they're saying they're going to give it to us. So how does that work? I guess they will give it to us one or another.
I'll tell you, I look at it differently. I look at it that the proposals that Warren is making, that AOC is making, the Green New Deal, et cetera, are so outlandish and absurd as to torpedo themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it helps us to bring people back to center stage, back to reality, back to realizing that we have tough problems. We're overspending. We have a big debt. But it is all manageable if we will get at it. And the
exactly.
way we get at it is by expanding the base of the economy of America. And if we get to 4% annual growth, then we can double the size of the economy in 17 years
mm-hmm.
and double the wealth of all our people. And that's where we need to be focusing, is on working our, holding the line on spending and working our way out of the problem that we now confront. And it's manageable, but it'll take will, it'll take focus, it'll take right-sizing government, all the things we know are necessary for our future.
Well, and another thing too, Lou, and maybe you're suggesting this, is that we've got to be able to go after some of these heretofore sacred cows that continue to hold us back and add to the $23 trillion in debt. Now, I agree with you. We really don't have a money problem. We have a priority problem. You know, this government has gotten too big, too bloated, and that's clearly what's coming out, especially with these congressional hearings that we're watching, is that we're seeing, wait a minute, this is just one of, you know, thousands of bureaucrats, and you're going, this is what we're paying for?
I know. And, you know, the big challenge we face from a spending viewpoint is what we call the unfunded liabilities,
mm-hmm.
the Social Security bankruptcy potential, the whole business of health care, et cetera. And yet the solutions are clear.
Mm-hmm.
We have had over the years in Chile, Milton Friedman led the way and his Chicago boys to privatizing Social Security. And I think most of the young people out there doubt Social Security will be there for them and would love to have a 401k type program that they put their money into that becomes their retirement account.
Exactly.
We can end, you know, so there are some big time solutions to these problems. And clearly health care needs to be taken care of privately.
Right.
By the employers and the workers, et cetera, doing it. We don't want to make every nurse and doctor in America a government employee.
No.
And they won't. They'll walk.
Right.
We'll
exactly.
lose this incredible system. So those
well,
are
yeah,
some
we
of the answers.
We experienced some of that with Obamacare. I mean, this is the deal. If you look at what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, AOC, are offering, even worse yet than what we experienced with Obamacare, and we know Obamacare was a disaster, why would we want something, you know, that would be more injurious to the people than Obamacare with some of these Democratic ideas?
You bet.
No, it doesn't make sense.
But you're absolutely right that Obamacare gives us an example of what we don't want to do. So we have had a learning experience. It's been a tough learning experience, but let's learn by it and do better. And that's now here we're sitting with this House of Representatives preoccupied by this impeachment thing. I think they're doing this because they have no answers to substantive issues and problems, so they're trying to cover up the fact that they are a do-nothing crowd, and now we have to get rid of them, stop the impeachment, get on with the world.
Well, and the thing is, the damage that they're doing to everyday Americans, and even to themselves by buying into this ideology. But, you know, Lou, this is a process. We're a free government, and these people are going to go through it, but it's going to be at a consequence. There is a dire price to be paid. You know, those that they, everyday Americans that they've convinced that Donald Trump is worthy of impeachment, which is the furthest thing from the truth, and along the way what they've done done is they've surrendered their authentic selves to this inauthentic narrative that has no basis. I mean, it is absolutely hollow. And thank God a majority of Americans are seeing this, you know, seeing it for what it is. But meanwhile, you know, we've got a good percentage of Americans that are really damaged psychologically. You know, their whole idea of the American dream and what it's all about, this is having a grave effect on this. And I believe that we're going to, it's going to take us a while to get on the other side of this problem that was created to you, created to us, you know, and, you know, brought to us, you know, by the Democratic Party.
Yes. Now, you're absolutely right. Whenever you're talking something as egregious as impeaching a president of the United States, that throws into action a lot of very damaging thoughts about the future of the nation, etc.
Exactly.
But just as you have said, as we listen day by day to these witnesses, they are not indicting Donald Trump at all.
Mm, yes.
And it takes the fake news to reinterpret what they're saying from the witness stand to try and make some case. And yet the witnesses themselves are simply not making the case for impeachment.
Exactly. Well, we can be grateful in many regards for the truth, even at whatever level they have the capacity to relate to it. You know, there's just not enough there, even though they try to give us some sort of pretzel logic. Lou, I want to go back. We got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to go back to what you were talking about regarding Social Security. I got to tell you, and I've maintained this, I am surprised that a band of attorneys have not taken up the cause for the millennials, because what we've created is a modern day a Ponzi scheme that these kids are participating in. It's not fair to them, and we're going to have some attorneys, a band of attorneys coming together on a pro bono basis and take up the cause for these kids, because the government under Lyndon Baines Johnson opened up the lockbox. They got their fingers on all that money in Social Security, and they have been irresponsible with it. They have manipulated funds, and if it was anybody else, they'd be in jail for it.
I think you're absolutely right. But the beauty is that we do have a model that has worked. It was the work product of the great economist at the University of Chicago when the Chicago Boys in 1980 helped convert Chile's Social Security system to a private system.
Yes.
And all we have to do is follow that model and tighten our belts a little bit as we go through the transition period, but it is fully doable, and you're absolutely right. This is the way we should be spending our time
exactly.
The nation, solving the real problem.
And no doubt a 4% GDP could help us go a long way, but we've got to stop this madness of spending and reallocation of funds brought to you by the socialists and the Democratic Party. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can they be in touch with you?
Well, they can go to limittaxes.org, and we're expanding that, and join with us in the tax reform education project nationally. It is really on target.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening.